الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها، ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses speaks about abrogation in the Quran. What is abrogation? Abrogation is where a verse of the Quran was revealed which formed part of the Quran, or a ruling was part of the Quran revealed in the Quran, and at a later stage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then abrogated that ruling. Allah abrogated the ruling, that ruling no longer applies, Allah cancelled it, or the verse itself was removed from the Quran and is no more recited. So there are different forms of abrogation. One form of abrogation, cancellation, is where the verse is still in the Quran but the rule has been abrogated, the rule no longer applies. The second form of abrogation is where the verse has been removed but the rule still applies. The third form of abrogation is where the verse has been removed, the verse has been abrogated, and the ruling has been abrogated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially Makkah al-Mukarramah instructed the Muslims to face, the Qibla was Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem. That was the Qibla, the Baytul Maqdis. And Baytul Maqdis was sanctified and considered as holy by the Jews. It was their holy site. So that was the Qibla of the believers, of the mu'mineen. When they came to Madinatul Munawwara, that ruling was abrogated. It was abrogated, it was cancelled, it no longer applied. And now the new Qibla became the Kaaba. So the Jews objected that how can this be the Quran, how can this be the word of Allah, when something is, something was revealed and thereafter it's abrogated, how could a ruling be changed, how could a verse from the Quran be removed? And they started trying to create doubts within the minds of the believers by bringing up these objections. Firstly, abrogation takes place because the ruling was revealed based upon the atmosphere and the conducivity at that time. That time a certain ruling was revealed because that was the environment was conducive for that ruling and for that judgment. And at a later stage, the environment changed, the things changed from Makkah now, then it became Medina to Munawwara. So now, it was a different environment, and the environment was no longer conducive to the former ruling, and that's why abrogation takes place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the environment and the atmosphere, and how conducive the atmosphere is for that particular ruling. So Allah says, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. Whenever we make nasakh, whenever we abrogate a verse, remove a verse, cancel a verse, or nunsiha, another form of abrogation, Allah says, or we cause you to forget it. This was one form of abrogation, that Allah had made the Sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ forget that entire verse, and in its entirety, Allah made them forget it, as if that verse never existed in the Quran. Allah says, whenever we do this, whenever we abrogate a verse, or nunsiha, or we cause you to forget it, na'ti bi khayri minha, we bring in its place a better verse, a better ruling, a better commandment, or misriha, or a verse similar to the previous verse. So the second ruling is either better than the first ruling, the first verse is either better than the first verse, or it is similar to it, but it is not more insignificant, lower than it in terms of its virtue. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ. And then Allah says, look, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. I can do what I want and when I want. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ. Do you not know that Allah is قَدِير. Allah is all able and all powerful over everything. If Allah wants to abrogate the entire Quran, Allah has the right, the power and the ability to do so. Nobody has the right to object to Allah. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ. أَنَّ اللَّهَ. Do you not know that indeed to Allah belongs مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the sovereignty, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And you do not have, besides Allah, you do not have مِن وَلِيٍّ, any supporter, any guardian. وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And you do not have besides Allah any helper. أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِن قَبْلِ. Allah again addresses the Yahud, addresses the Jews, because they came and they started objecting and interrogating the Nabi of Allah, that why is the Quran coming down in bit by bit, in piecemeal? Over 23 years the Quran has been revealed. Our Torah was revealed at once. Musa alayhi salam went, he ascended on Mount Tur, and immediately on one go, one shot, the entire Torah was revealed. So they started asking the Nabi of Allah, can you, Allah, reveal the entire book in its entirety once, one revelation? So Allah says, أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا. Do you wish to interrogate and question and demand from the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ, as previously you interrogated Musa? We know how they interrogated Musa and objected against Musa. We want to see Allah, we want to meet Allah, we want this, we want that. Are you trying to do the very same thing over here with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ, Allah says, whosoever takes kufr in exchange for iman, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ, then certainly such a person has missed the straight path, he has gone off the straight path and is misguided. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, Allah addresses the Sahaba that listen, many from the Ahlul Kitab, many from the people of the book, from the Yahud specifically, they wish, they desire, they want, لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا, they want to turn you back as disbelievers after your iman. So they're going to look for every opportunity, O Sahaba, to create doubts in your mind about your religion. And today also, they'll create different doubts in our minds and different objections regarding different injunctions of Sharia. What injunction is this? What commandment is this? What oppression is this? All of this, they will keep on doing it right up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah says they want to turn you upon your heels. They want you to become atheist. They want you to become kuffar. They want you to leave the Islamic way. حَسَدًا مِنْ عَنْدِي in their face. Why are they doing this? Out of jealousy. Out of enmity. Out of jealousy. They cannot see Islam rising. They cannot see the Muslim rising. They cannot see the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becoming prevalent throughout the world. So Allah says, they do this. حَسَدًا مِنْ عَنْدِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, out of the jealousy that they have for you. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ, after the truth is clear in front of them, they know what is the truth, yet they will try and do this to you, try and turn you away from Islam. فَعْفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا, Allah told the Sahaba, فَعْفُوا, look, overlook and pardon. Don't retaliate right now. You are not strong enough to retaliate. Just bear their criticism, bear their objections. فَعْفُوا, pardon them. وَاسْفَحُوا, overlook. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ, until Allah comes with His commandment and His injunction, referring to the injunction of jihad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, indeed Allah is all powerful over everything. May Allah grant us understanding.